give me a sense. What's the ground looking like there today?
Well, there was about 115% snowpack, but which is not all that alarming, but the weather has been so cool that just recently we're now getting the snowpack is melting, so the inflow into the reservoir is about 180%. So the reservoir is reaching the critical stage of 2,800 feet above sea level. I think it's within a few inches of that. So it's compelling RTA to increase releases quite dramatically, because it doesn't leave a whole lot of allowances for rainfall. And, you know, a heavy downpour of rain in our watershed, that reservoir can rise 6 inches overnight quite easily.
And when you say RTA, you're referring to Rio Tinto Alcan?
Yes.
If you and I were on a walk right now outside near the shoreline, what would we be looking at?
Well, you'd see silt and sludge and debris roaring down the Chisalata River. There's millions of tons of silt and debris washing down the system into Chisalata Lake, turning Chisalata into a big cesspool of brown muck right now. The shorelines are flooded. The cemeteries are underwater. We're going back down there in a couple hours, and it's not going to be a pretty sight when we get there.
How does this compare to the flood of 2007 so far?
2007 was almost a predicted event with, at that time, they had 180% snowpack. This year, we believe there could have been earlier releases to lessen this situation we're in now, but nonetheless, it kind of took us by surprise. We knew there'd be high water, but nowhere near the extent of what we're going to face now.
I understand Rio Tinto Alcan started releasing water in early February. That hasn't offset the problem this year, it looks like.
Well, it's, again, hard to predict what the inflow is going to be, and I'm not a water engineer, but, I think it could have been more done earlier.
Who or what is to blame for this continued risk on the Nechako River?
Well, we can argue that all the way back 63-64 years when BC gave the Nechako River to a private corporation without any thought of the compounding damage that it would do to the Chisalata system. And, you know, there's options that we've been exploring. As well known, we have proposed a water release facility at Kenny Dam, which should have been built in 1952. There's other water management options that keep getting pushed under the rug, and it is time that we do a solution there that can alleviate this problem.
Do you have any sense how much the flood situation in 2007, now in 2015, cost the Chisalata Nation?
What does it cost?
Yeah, in terms of
costs, there's social costs. There's cost of walking down the lake and finding the leg of your grandmother or your uncle or your cousin. I've got bones sitting on my desk right now. When people go down there and they find their relatives, and these aren't ancient graves. These graves are as late as 1952. So people are still alive that are directly related. They don't know who these people are. You know, we had to move a whole grave 2 years ago. Hmm. So there's social costs. There's economic costs. There's the cost of being wrong, and a river being used for industrial purposes, and the there's been no reinvestment in the Cheslada system, no attention paid to what we're going through. You know, and it just makes me angry and the Cheslada people extremely upset, and this is bullshit.
I definitely hear the anger and frustration. Do you have anywhere to put that anger?
Our heads are soft from banging it against the wall, but we're assessing our options right now, but we've had enough.
Well, if there's anything else that you'd like to add, now is the time. Otherwise, I'll let you keep going because I know it's a busy day for you.
Well, our hearts go out to the people in Vanderhoof because they're, you know, this water rips through our area, but it also adds to their misery down there with the Notley River and everything coming together right at Vanderhoof. So we need to work together on some solutions to ease the pain on all sides up here, upstream and downstream.